USA Radio News with Wendy King.
More than 2,000 people are waiting out Hurricane Dorian in emergency shelters in North Carolina. Governor Roy Cooper.
Hurricane Dorian's power has arrived in North Carolina, with wind, rain, and tornadoes lashing our state.
It's blamed for at least 4 deaths in the southeast and 23 in the Bahamas. Meteorologist Jennifer Gray says it's not finished.
Storm surge threat is still very real anywhere along the North Carolina coast, the Outer Banks included.
The Grand Bahama and Abaco Islands were dealt a severe blow by the hurricane. Bahama General Counsel to Washington, Theo Neely, says help is coming from the U.S., U.K., and elsewhere.
Other than search and rescue, we need food, non-perishable food supplies. Obviously, people need water. They need tents to sleep in. I'm getting messages where people obviously only have the clothes on their back because they've lost everything.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The San Francisco Board of Supervisors has declared the NRA a domestic terrorist organization. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The resolution was introduced in July after a mass shooting at the Gilroy Garlic Festival in California, and it was approved unanimously this week. Supervisor Catherine Stefani introduced the resolution and says in a statement, quote, the NRA exists to spread pro-gun propaganda and put weapons in the hands of those who would harm and terrorize us. She goes on to say, nobody's done more to fan the flames of gun violence in America than the NRA. The NRA has called the passage of the resolution a great big publicity stunt. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
More gains again at the close on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 372 points, the S&P 500 up 38, and the NASDAQ Composite up 140 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
As more Republican congressmen are deciding not to run for re-election in 2020, what will that mean for the GOP? USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
As many people focus on the 2020 presidential race between President Trump and a still-to-be-named Democratic candidate, people also should be taking note that 13 House Republicans have announced their retirements and Sean Duffy is stepping down at the end of this month. I had a chance to catch up with Beverly Hallberg, the president of District Media Group, and ask her, is this a concerning sign if you're a Republican?
Well, it's not a great thing that's happening. Of course, you just had Representative Jim Sensenbrenner, who decided to not run for re-election, and he is the second longest-serving member of the House. He was first elected in 1978, so it's done a lot of great work, and that's not ideal for Republicans, but I think you have to look at the different reasons as to why people are deciding not to run again. For some, it's personal reasons, like Sean Duffy, who is doing this because of the health of his child. I think some of this is redistricting, but I think for certain individuals, like Representative Sensenbrenner, he has served his time and is deciding that he wants to spend his life doing some other things after putting in his hard work on Capitol Hill. So it's really for a variety of different reasons we're seeing this and that in the Republican Party.
Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.